I'm going to now call the board back in session. May we have the next case, please?
The next application is 11,821 Luke Aaron Nicewinder. Seeks variances from the side yard setback, sections 115-42B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Forest Road, approximately 0.5 miles northeast of Stockley Road. The 911 address is 20492 Forest Road, Milton. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 8. Specifically, they're requesting a 4-foot variance and a 3-foot variance from the side. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and 2 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you. State your name and address for the record.
Yep. My name is Luke Nicewinder. I'm from 405 Maple Lane, Northwest, Kearney, Maryland.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I was asked to go over these bullet points, so I'll read over the bullet points. Bullet point one, uniqueness of property. This lot has a unique physical circumstances and conditions peculiar and particular to the property, due to it being exceptionally narrow at 40 feet wide and exceptionally shallow at 125 feet deep. The lot has these measurements since, the lot has had these measurements since at least December 2nd, 1965. Therefore, the exceptional practical difficulty is due to the exceptional narrow width and not due to the circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning ordinance code. Point two, cannot otherwise be developed. Due to the physical circumstances of the lot, exceptional narrow width and shallow depth, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in the strict conformity within the provisions of zoning ordinance or code. The 20 by 20 dwelling has existed on the property since at least November 12, 1973. The dwelling cannot possibly be relocated on the property without greatly disturbing the natural environment of the property. Also, directly to the west of the property is a dirt drive to access the dwelling. Numerous excessively large trees immediately surround the dwelling on all sides, some being within a foot or two of the dwelling. Not created by the applicant. The prior owner, Adam Galloff, inherited this land from his deceased parents, Malvin and Helen Galloff, on October 21st, 2011. The owner's parents bought the land through a sheriff's tax sale on March 23rd, 1977. Evidence shows that the dwelling has existed on the property since at least November 2nd, 1973. Therefore, the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. This variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or the district and the property, or the district which the property is located, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of the adjacent property, nor be detriment to the public welfare for allowing the variance to keep the property as is, as it has been for 42 years. In addition, many of the surrounding properties are also exceptionally narrow and shallow at 50 by 100 feet, making them also likely to suffer the same dwelling ordinance issues as this property. Minimum variance. The request for a 4-foot variance is the minimum variance that will afford the relief and will represent the least modification for setback regulations. For the sides of the buildings must set back at least 10 foot on the northeastern and southeastern corners. The dwelling have 6-foot setback. So I purchased this property 3 months ago, and during the purchase, the owner told me, well, actually the surveyor told me that the dwelling didn't meet setbacks. So this is something I wanted to rectify. It's a 20 by 20 dwelling, and it's sitting on a 40-foot wide lot. So I imagine when the dwelling was placed on the property, it was kind of catty-cornered a little bit, and, you know, it's closer on one side.
All right. We'll start out with Mr. Workman, just if you have any questions.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Ritter?
Your septic load on there on that 40 by, where you hooked up the septic on that?
To my knowledge, there's no septic on the property.
There's no septic on the property?
No.
Okay.
I had a septic, I guess when you purchase a house in Sussex County, you need to get the septic inspection done. So I had the septic inspection done, and he wasn't able to find a septic, and the application he submitted to the county said that, reflected that.
And what are you going to do with the dwelling?
I don't really have any plans for it right now. Right now, it's store surfboards, really, that's what I'm thinking.
It's storage?
Yeah.
Okay. No other questions, sir?
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. I'm curious what caused you to request a variance. Is it that has been subdivided from the 2-acre parcel?
Or I'm not aware of any subdivision.
You bought it like that?
I bought it as is.
40 feet by 125 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, when you purchase the property, the title company flags this sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And they say, hey, this property you're buying is at risk because it doesn't meet the setbacks.
It was probably
there's a possibility you may need to move the property. Or I guess you would have to modify the dwelling, you know, cut a corner off or something like that.
It was probably assumed that it might have been nonconforming or something. No one probably ever checked the permit, but the permit it postdates the ordinance.
Yeah, so when you buy a property like this, you got to sign this zoning ordinance. Code violation acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm trying to get a clear title.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Okay. I was just curious as to, you know, how it came about. Because if there was a permit, which you've referenced the permit from the November the 12th of 1973, which was, or a property record card, which if a permit was issued for the structure, then there should have been someone that went out and checked to make sure it was in compliance. Our records are difficult to go through back from that time.
Yeah, sure.
So, okay. No other questions?
Sure.
Yeah, just one. It looks to me like you've got some pretty large trees right next to the house.
Yep.
Are they still there?
Yeah, they're still there. Absolutely.
Right. I'm guessing that would make it difficult to move the dwelling over a couple feet.
It would. Yeah. Right. The dwelling's sitting on cinder blocks right now, too.
I have no further questions.
It'll take a little bit of work.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have another question.
All right, Mr. Mills.
And no offense, but is the dwelling is it habitable?
Not right now, no.
Okay. All right, that's all.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,821. The applicant has addressed right off the bat. He's the criteria for a variance.
Very good
the
job.
The uniqueness of the property, 40 by 125 feet. That's a pretty small lot. Cannot otherwise be developed. The physical circumstances of the lot make it shallow in depth, and it would be tough to be in conformity. Not created by the applicant. Evidence showed the dwelling existed on a property since November 2nd, 1973. Is that correct?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. Will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the minimum variance, he's applying for the minimum variance to get relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,821. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, Case number 11,821 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.